we have one type of consciousness, very conducive for progressing swiftly in spiritual life. And another type of consciousness, very detrimental for progress in spiritual life. The tenth offense talks about the material attachments that are developed by us because of material bodily consciousness. The material bodily consciousness of thinking ourselves to be belonging to a particular state or a particular country, particular caste, and remembering all our external material bodily designations. This is actually the cause of material desires. The material desires arise when we think I am the material body. The spiritual desires arise when I think I am spirit soul, servant of Krishna. So, what makes the material body get connected to our spiritual body is actually the false ego. Just like in the train, they do shunting of one bogie to the other. Similarly, what shunts the soul to the material body is the false ego. So how can this false ego be cut? How can we recognize myself to be a pure spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna, nothing to give and take with this horrible material body or the material world? For that, certain qualities are very conducive to reinforce our soul consciousness. Especially four qualities are said are very vital and foundational for attentive and absorbing chanting of the holy name, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions in many places. Humility, tolerance, offering respect to all living entities, and not anticipating any respect from anyone. So humility is such a very vital quality in approaching God. It is said that only the humble and meek are able to enter into the kingdom of God. Not the proud and arrogant. They will not be able to just to kick the door of spiritual world with their boots and say, open the door, I am qualified now. They won't be able to enter like that. So in order for one to be meek and humble, one should objectively be able to watch that I am very insignificant. My qualifications are very insignificant. And great Mahatmas, Mahajanas, Vaishnavas, they have oceanic good qualities. And I have no good quality. So in this way, one should evaluate and see for oneself, what is my true worth? What is my qualification? Also, when one understands the value of the gifts that one is receiving in spiritual life, namely, how degraded I was, like Ajamila, how degraded I was and how fortunate I have become now, after having gained this Krishna conscious knowledge. If I did not meet the devotees, if I didn't gain this Krishna conscious knowledge, just imagine how I'll be rotting in this world. I'll be one amongst the billions who are rotting. 99% of the population is Naradhama, Prabhupada says, and I'll be one of them. But now I'm wearing dhoti, kurta, tilak, carrying a bead bag, chanting the holy name. This didn't happen like a magic on its own, because I have been bestowed with the good fortune of good Sangha association. So in this way, when one considers one's time previous to Krishna consciousness and after coming to Krishna consciousness, one can very gratefully look back and be thankful and recognize and appreciate the good fortune one has achieved. And also, when one sees pure Vaishnava's delight only in spiritual life with no material desires, one should be amazingly surprised. Just see how these Vaishnavas can be so happy only with Krishna. You know, I am not so happy with Krishna. I am little happy with Krishna and then I want some material desires also. Again I come to Krishna, again I go back to material desires like a pendulum. So look at me, look at them. So thinking this, one should feel, I am helpless in giving up my material desires. If I have to give up my material desires, I need to associate with those who are pure-hearted and who are always in the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So thinking like this produces humility. So three things I told you. One is to see all the abundant oceanic good qualities that Mahajanas, Mahatmas have, and look at ourselves and see how our heart is empty, devoid of good qualities. And there are so many number of bad qualities. So seeing like this produces humility. Secondly, looking back to our life prior to Krishna consciousness and looking at our life right now, we can see that it is not by our endeavor that we have come to this position, but we have been blessed with varieties of good fortune. Namely, Krishna has manifested in our life as the holy name, the holy books, the holy prasad, the holy dhams, the holy rivers, the holy devotees, the holy temples. So abundant mercy we have received. So being grateful to this mercy and appreciating this mercy, a devotee will recognize his true position as an insignificant servant. And thirdly, understanding that the material desires are clinging to us again and again. One may be very proud of one's spiritual knowledge, but one observes that despite the great knowledge, one is unable to give up material desires. Then what is the use of that knowledge? So, recognizing that the material desires are clinging to me, while the great souls delight only in service to Krishna's lotus feet. By seeing that, one develops a great respect for great souls. And with the desire to give up material attachments and firmly, steadily serve Krishna's lotus feet, one will pray to the great souls, begging for their mercy and experiencing dependence on them. This produces humility. In this way, when one cultivates the consciousness of humility, that is very conducive while calling out the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Prabhu Ki.